हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत पते गोपीशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्ववाणु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंच कालपतिरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदेव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओके सो निश्चयं श्रीनु मे तत्र त्यागे भरत सतमा त्यागो हि पुरुष व्याघ्र त्रिविधा संप्रकृतिता निश्चयं श्रीनु मे तत्र त्यागे भरत सतमा त्यागो हि पुरुष व्याघ्र त्रिविधा संप्रकृतिता निश्चयं श्रीनु मे तत्र त्यागे भरता सतमा त्यागो हि पुरुष व्याघ्र त्रिविधा संप्रकृतिता त्यागे भरत सतमा त्यागो हि पुरुष व्याघ्र त्रिविधा संप्रकृतिता माताजी निश्चयं श्रीनु मे तत्र त्यागे भरत सतमा त्यागो हि पुरुष व्याघ्र त्रिविधा संप्रकीर्तिता निश्चयम् श्रुतयन्ति श्रीनु हियर मी फ्रॉम मी तत्र therein त्यागे in the matter of renunciation Bharata Sattama O best of the Bharats Tyagaha renunciation he certainly Purusha Vyagra O tiger among human beings. Trividaha of three kinds. Samprakritita is declared. So, O best of Bharats, now hear my judgment about renunciation. O tiger among men, renunciation is declared in the scriptures to be of three kinds. Although there are differences of opinion about renunciation, here the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, gives his judgment, which should be taken as final. After all, the Vedas are different laws given by the Lord. Here the Lord is personally present, and his word should be taken as final. The Lord says that the process of renunciation should be considered in terms of the modes of material nature in which it is performed. So, I would like to know your opinion about this purport. Prabhus? Thank you.
First of all, is that Prabhupada explains that Bhagavad Gita is spoken by God. Mm-hmm. So if you don't understand or accept it, then it becomes like a useless book. So first of all, we have to understand that when Krishna gives his opinion, then it's not someone else's opinion. It's God's opinion and it's final. And that should be the first thing of this purport. Then what Krishna is actually saying, that is a little bit difficult, I think. You can read it again.
Shall I read it again? Example can be used here, but I remember really a nice example that Prabhupada, a sentence that Prabhupada said, that we devotees should be smart lazies, right? Something like that?
Lazy intelligence.
What?
Lazy
intelligence. Lazy intelligence, yeah, like that. I was giving the example that the snake comes to the rat house, right? The house of the rat, and he eat him. And it takes advantage of his house also. So that's, according to Prabhupada, I mean, it sounds really macabre. I said sadistic or something like that. But according to Prabhupada, that's how we should act in this material world. Take advantage of everything that Krishna provides us to use it in Krishna consciousness. It's just 5 minutes.
So you have that renunciation, but then we have also the other side of it, like not renouncing at all, like not getting detached, or like people who are like, who are partying all night and doing this and doing that, and during the day they're perfect devotees, and then, you know, talking about so many things. And then I was just thinking that in that sense, does that even like, because Vesubhati Chitra Maharaj, he also said once, like, in our minds we have two dots, two black dots, and like one is Krishna consciousness and one is Maya. And whatever we do good, we feed Krishna consciousness, and then the Krishna consciousness becomes stronger, and whatever we do wrong, the Maya dot becomes stronger. And then, you know, like this, and then it's our own choice. But then we see that people who do all these wrong things, they get this like high status, even though like they do all these wrong things.
I mean, in a way, I remember from Dr. Shadda that bhakti is like a bank, right? Any pure devotional service that you do, you add to the account, it never comes down again, right? So if they're doing something good, it's good for their spiritual lives. But I think it's really difficult, like a double lie. Double life in that case is you cannot chant your 16 rounds during the night you're gonna like smoke or drink or do whatever. So it's, I think that way is really difficult. But still, I remember, I was having this conversation before with you. In Spain, we have this problem with some young gurukulis. They're going to the temple during the summer and we're doing all kind of nonsenses. We have like huge problems, like, anyway, whatever. But GBC in charge of Spain that time, in a meeting that we have, he told us that anyway, it's good for the kids that they still come to the temple, because we're thinking to not allow them to come anymore to the temple. In a way, you're saying that it's good for them because they're like getting purified, hearing or association of good devotees, or chanting the holy name, although it's not pure. So I guess if you're in association with devotees and chanting the holy name, you sooner or later you can. And yeah, Krishna's mercy. And in Krishna's mercy, you can get attached to devotional service. In that way, you'll develop your consciousness and the Krishna consciousness. I'm saying the same thing. So, yeah. Did I say something wrong, Madhu?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. I know that many gurukulis, they are doing many wrong things, but by the same example, like coming for kirtan at night or just going to festivals with the devotees, such like Jamasim once a year or something, they, at the end, they finally discover, or they finally realize that material life doesn't give the same taste that the spiritual life. If you're not in this life, you can get in the next life, or, but sooner or later, I'm really sure that it goes like that. Works like that. So. Thank you.
When we married his wife, she was in charge of the Dharma Gurukul program. And while we were in college, then she was giving us kind of like a class as well, through Skype. And she was saying how it's very hard for people to understand, especially in ISKCON, how some youth, you know, like even though the parents are chanting 50 rounds and doing all the necessary activities in order to get good children, still some of the children kind of turn out, you know, not that pious. And then she was also explaining that that even the souls that come to devotee families also have their own quota of karma to burn, and even though like we put them in all the right situations sometimes, and we're doing everything right, then still there's some children that just have to get rid of this karma, because if they don't, then they can't advance either. They're just conflicted by it in this internal thing. And then it's also like these glasses that you put on, the devotional glasses, and when you don't have a mom, you just kind of see everything, and you know what is out there, but it's not defined. And the moment you put on those glasses, somebody hands you those glasses. It could be a spiritual master or some senior devotees, or even your fellow Gurukuli friends or something, then you can realize so this is what I'm actually meant to. And then you see also the Gurukulis who actually take up this practice, how dedicated they are, even though they weren't before. That's what she was explaining, and I really like that explanation, especially about Gurukuli children.
I guess for us, like, in a way, people have like big expectations about us, but I know that happens a lot in other religions, I don't know, movements or philosophies or whatever. The sons try all the time like to be the opposite of the fathers, or try to fight the fathers. It's a kind of, I don't know, natural thing. So for sometimes I think it's even almost natural that happened. And it didn't come with the same, I mean, they had all this life or experience, or material experience, and they finally decided by them that material life is not what they're looking for, so they trying to find something, some spiritual path. But for the Gurukulis, we didn't choose anything, we're just born, right? Like,
well, you still have a choice.
Yeah.
Many people still make the choice. I think, it just kind of clicked with this purport as well, that we see that some Gurukulis would like follow their parents, that they have this type of false renunciation because they don't understand why. They're just kind of like, yeah, because my mother said so. I remember when I was small, I don't know when I was asking him, I was like 7 or something, and he asked me, so what service do you do? So why are you doing this service? I said, because my mother says so. And he just laughed about it. But like later on, it becomes more obvious that, you know, like in the first kind of stages of our life, it's like it's not forced upon us, but it's brought with us. You grow up with it, and then after a while, you make a conscious decision, and a real renunciation. Realize that, oh, okay, that life is actually useless and futile. You want to know. Yeah. So, the initiation that is mentioned as well. Is it happening?
I don't know how to put this, but I read somewhere that it's a kind of intelligence. If you are for someone that you trust, or someone like superior to you, and you believe him, and you just follow him, so you don't need to experiment by yourself. Like, that's like the lowest class of realm. Yes. Whatever. I don't know, 15 on the body. Kitanias are coming. Sorry, Srila Prabhupada, please. Honorable class.
Thank you, Mother Gopal, for this awesome act of producing.